What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I'm going to be very sparing on the phone calls, though, because I got a lot of stuff to get through before the end of the program. Let's go to Alex in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Thank you for having me on the phone. I will tell you that I think Hillary Clinton has played the biggest race card in the world. And the whole reason that either way, no matter who wins, there's going to be unrest, a lot of it's because of Hillary Clinton playing the race card, acting like it's uneducated white men that like Trump, and on, you're a racist.
The like deplorables and so forth. Yeah, well, you know, what's really interesting, I got an email from somebody who's at the Sarasota rally, and there's a large contingent of black Americans with signs, blacks for Trump, and they're being treated like rock stars. Same thing with the Hispanics. They're being welcomed and applauded and say, you know, thank you. And, you know, people generally tend to get along. It's opportunists and politicians who try and fan up divisions to maintain control, whether it's race or religion or anything. And every election cycle we see this happen, you'd think the American people would grow up and not fall for this dirty trick over and over and over again, which is, you know, divide and conquer. And again, go back to the COINTELPRO program of the 1960s, where the FBI was deliberately fanning racial tension as a way to split the American people who were uniting in their opposition to that war in Vietnam. This is how the government likes to play. They love to play dirty. They think it's their divine right.
Yeah, I put a Hillary for prison sign up in my front yard, and I've lived on the same street for like 25 years, and it's unbelievable how there's people that kind of look at you differently now, like you're a racist or whatever, and it's just, they don't want to have an educated conversation where we could resolve thoughts and innuendos and things like that, but they just want to judge you, and it's all because of Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party. I hate to say it. They suck.
Okay. Let's see here. I'm going to need to do something.
Are you there?
Yeah, I am. I'm just dealing with the tantrum people.
Okay. Hey, Michael, I sent you a song.
Hang on. Yes, I got the song. I listened to it. Thank you very much. Amazingly enough, considering that this is a blue state here in Hawaii, I've run into one person who's actually been a friend of the family for a lot of times, who's absolutely going to vote for Hillary, and was trying to communicate all that's been going on, and I kept getting, oh, I don't need to listen to Fox News, they're biased. I don't need to listen. I don't care about the WikiLeaks. I have NPR on my radio all day long, and they've told me that Donald Trump is just this horrible, terrible person. And my response to that is thinking that you understand Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump by listening to NPR is like thinking that you understand Adolf Hitler looking at the Lena Riefenstahl movies. Okay, you absolutely don't. And it kind of sent this image where the liberals are not the intellectual elites they like to think they are. They're actually very narrow-minded and uninformed, and worse, they're arrogant in their ignorance, and they're secure in their conviction that if they don't know something, it's not worth knowing anyway. And that, of course, is, you know, part of the pathway to fanaticism.
Pride. They don't want to hear the truth. You can have the truth on bread ready to feed it to them, and they do not want to hear it. And it's just pathetic that where they're at. And it happens with family members, and it happens with neighbors that you've known forever. And it's just real sad that it's a political... It's because they've been brainwashed.
Yes.
They feel that way.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm still here, but I'm also trying to deal with the hacker attack on my server. Alex, we're going to let you go and switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I don't know if you got the information out about the gentleman with his son went down, left his truck on the side of the road, went down fishing. Somebody yelled, F Trump, come back up. They totally burned his brand-new truck. Like, it was just scorched to nothing. Brand new, like it looked. It looked like it was brand new, like the frame.
Yeah,
just
I'm not surprised at all. I am absolutely not surprised. I mean, that's what Hillary Clinton has turned the Democrats into—the party of the thugs and the vote stealers and all the rest of that. So, let's see. Pardon me for this, but the hackers have succeeded in really messing up my site, and so I'm having to take some direct action. I actually had some guy who's in a union make a very serious threat to cause me bodily harm for my Hillary for Prison t-shirt. But again, I think lifelong Democrats have to be looking at what's going on and realizing, just like the rank-and-file FBI are very unhappy at their new public image at the hands of James Comey, long-time Democrats have to be very unhappy at their new public image at the hands of Hillary Clinton, of people who behave like this, who burn up trucks, who deface homes, throw rocks through windows. I mean, it's an ugly, ugly situation.
Yeah, it's reverse. If you look, everything, like previous caller said, everything that they call Trump, it's reversed. It's what they are. I'm a Democrat, and I can see that. You know, it's reversed. They're racist. They're bigoted. You know, they're intolerant because they have that belief where, you know, they're Marxists. They're globalists and Marxists. And then they throw in the low information voters with them, right? That mm-hmm. listen to NPR. You know, I mean, yeah, I'm scared for tomorrow, Mike, because, you know, there's a lot of the Walking Dead that are going to vote, and there's a lot of low information voters that, and plus the illegals. Did you see Obama with that woman talking about illegals
voting? He's out
voting,
there basically saying, yeah, go ahead and vote. And nothing's going to happen to you. I mean, that's Ms. Prisian, violation of election law. You know, Obama basically has committed a crime. He's encouraging an illegal act. When he tells the illegals,
did you see the woman? The woman looked like she was going to hug him, and her eyes were sparkling. She was all jiggly in her seat. It's like they are brainwashed. I mean, it's
in the case of the illegal immigrants, they have been told if they can get into this country and vote in this election and make Hillary the president, that they will be made U.S. citizens. And that's why they're fully on board. They're not thinking about anything beyond that green card. And the part that angers me so much about this pandering to the illegal immigrant voters is this idea that this nation was built by generation after generation of Americans as our legacy to the next generation of Americans. And Hillary and her people are carving it up and bartering it to illegal immigrants and refugees in exchange for their votes. It's not theirs to give away like that.
But look at what's going on in France and Germany. Did you see the wall that's being built in Germany?
Yes.
Around the, it's like 15 foot high of rocks in mesh steel. That is what you can expect here, Mike, because they're not going to assimilate here. They're going to come here to get, put on the dole, you know, and they're not going to assimilate. They'll have their little, and eventually it'll be looking like France and Germany's gone. People don't realize that. They're gone. They're gone. They got tent cities in downtown Paris. That is what things to come by the globalists. Because, like I said, this is not about Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. It's about the globalists around the globe versus the nationalists. That is what this is about. And then, Mike, on NATO, Russia's not, I got to disagree, Russia will not let them cross the border in a large amount. This is why he moved the missiles to Kaliningrad. And if they move large amounts of troops, Putin's going to use tactical. He has to, because to move that amount of troops, he has no way to counter that in that amount of time, so he would have to use tactical nukes on those troops.
I beg to disagree. Russia has maintained its rail system to a very high degree. I mean, in the United States of America, rail has been de-emphasized in favor of the personal automobile and trucks. But if you look at the rail transport system in Europe and in Russia, they are in fine repair, and they are everywhere, and they are capable of carrying a huge number of weapons and troops because they're designed as part of the military infrastructure. Russia has gone back to running those nuclear missile trains, the ones that from overhead drones and spy aircraft, they look like regular passenger and freight trains, but the cars are actually carrying launchable ICBMs, and they just run them around the rail system so the U.S. doesn't know where they are.
I wonder if most of those NATO troops are going to be pot smokers and overweight slightly there.
Yeah, probably. I mean, you know, Ash Carter's been lowering the requirements for American inductees, as it were. The other situation here is that, again, the people on NATO, on the front lines, they're not motivated. They know they do not have a moral authority. They know they're the invaders and not Russia. And I don't think Putin will be the first to use nuclear weapons. He won't use them until he's absolutely got no choice. Because whoever uses the nukes first is going to be seen in the history books as the aggressor. And you need to remember, in all of the history of warfare, and for all the talk about Saddam's nuclear weapons and Assad's nuclear weapons and Russia's nuclear weapons and everything, there's only one nation that's ever been insane enough to actually use a nuclear weapon of mass destruction on the civilians of another country, and that is the United States of America. And Truman did it basically to demonstrate to the rest of the world that we were psychotic enough to actually do this, to buy us a little bit of leverage room in the post-war years as we set up Bretton Woods and everything. And we are already hearing talk from the U.S. government of abandoning the no-first-use policy, of simply going and saying, well, we're better off launching with nukes now rather than risking a loss in a head-to-head, you know, full-on ground war. So Putin understands that, and he's not going to be the first to use nuclear weapons. Somebody may try and use one and blame it on him, of course.
On a real quick last note, did you see the Tsar bomb replica they moved into the museum?
Yes, I have. It's a big thing.
Yeah, my God, Mike, I never seen anything such a big bomb in all my life. That thing is, it's like, it's almost the size of a gasoline tanker truck.
Well, yeah, it really is, and it had a maximum design yield of 100 megatons. When they tested it, they dialed it back to 50. They were that scared of it, and it left.
And they had to use a parachute on it too because it had the slowest descent.
Well, most nuclear weapons are parachute delayed. The Mark 82 has retarding fins. The idea being that you want to give your own aircraft time to get out of the area before they go off.
Did you ever see there's a 3D map you can drop it on, nuke map?
Yes.
And because I live in New Jersey, so I did on New York City, and, like, the blast radius is, like, the flame-out blast radius is almost over here. It's, like, crazy.
Well, nobody's going to be using 50-megaton bombs in the coming war. In fact, the trend lately has been toward what are rather ridiculously called tactical nukes, the smaller weapons that limit the damage to an intended target rather than trying to destroy an entire city, which is what the strategic nukes were supposed to do. Now, the strategic nukes are still out there, but most of the nuclear weapons these days, the yield is selectable prior to launch, and the new model of nuclear war is limited to important military targets only because we're going to go on in and take over those cities and factories and use them for ourselves, so why should we blow them up? The worst, of course, is the neutron enhancement bomb, which is clearly a weapon of aggression and invasion that was developed by the United States of America. This is a nuclear weapon that actually has a very small, relative to a nuclear bomb, explosive effect, but it puts out this intense shower of neutron radiation that just kills everything all around it. But if you're designing a bomb to kill living things but not damage the real estate, buildings, and factories, then clearly you intend to use those buildings and factories after the bomb's used.
What's the life on a neutron bomb in terms of radiation count? It's got to be a heck of a lot longer, right?
No, the neutron bomb, the after effects are actually very, very quick. There are going to be some materials on the ground that are rendered radioactive by the neutron bombardment, and there of course, there's the fallout from the nuclear core itself. But neutron radiation is kind of like an X-ray. It comes and it goes, and then it's gone.
And then the troops can come in and sweep the place up.
with their Ray-Ban sunglasses.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot.
Good luck to Trump tomorrow.
Absolutely. And we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network, and I realize I'm just a little bit late here. We're going to switch over to Milton in Pennsylvania. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, aloha, Michael. I had a question. As far as anything that breaks out after the elections, I think the Republicans, and I'm voting for Trump, I'm a Democrat, but I think we're smarter in the head, for lack of a better word, to cause any scenes afterwards. If either way it goes, we've reserved that right to protest peacefully. Somebody mentioned about possibility of civil war. If you could explain, what would civil war look like in this country?
Well, unfortunately, the last civil war was delineated by geography. You had the secessionist states and you had the Union. A civil war based on a stolen election, it would be hard to determine who's the good guy, who's the bad guy. It would be hard to draw the battle lines. It might look more like a guerrilla war in the streets, person to person, with all of Hillary's supporters making war on all of Donald Trump's supporters. I hope they're not that stupid, because I would like to remind all the Democrats that you are all gun grabbers and you hate guns and you don't use guns. And we Republicans, we believe in the Second Amendment, and we have a lot of guns. So let's calm this thing down before it gets out of control. There are 200 million gun owners in this country, with an estimated 800 million firearms and a trillion rounds of ammunition. If we were the problem, you would have known it by now. The problem is the politicians who justify their taking of your money by messing about with your life, who take away things that belong to you and then license them back to you. And it's all a gigantic scam. Look what happened in Belgium. They were without a federal government for almost 2 years. Best time in recent history. Spain is without a central federal government right now. The Spanish are loving it. Maybe it's time that we try that here, especially if Hillary steals that election. Okay?
Yeah, I just want to say I'm a gun owner. I don't like guns, but we'll be here.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch to Sherry in Central Texas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Amen to what you just said. It's not about liberals or Democrats. You change heads, and you still have the same snake. A liberal can be someone you want to blame if you're a conservative, but it won't solve the problem, because it's not about that. See, I just want to play something forward that you said earlier, and this is really the solution. You have talk show hosts like Rush Limbaugh. He's for Trump, but he has to play that party tug of war thing, because he is on a network. I've even heard George Norrie lately kissing up to his network that he works for, which is really pains my heart. But anyway, there's no solution if the problem isn't correctly identified, and to solve it and to identify it, you have to look to the oligarchies, the corporate media, as you call them, very rightly. Mm-hmm. Corporate ruling bodies, banksters and all this stuff, the healthcare and all this. We don't have to follow these drummers, see, and we don't have to look to the other party. It's all of us together under one force. These pillars of Wall Street can fail. They're not too big to fail because we can stop feeding them. Trump sees this, Bernie sees it, Chris sees this, and I have a question, but
all right, I'm going to have to hold you over the commercial break. Okay, so don't go away. We'll be right back after these few words. Oh, yeah.
How you doing? This is Jimmy from Zipa, and I want to talk to you a little bit about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. All you people that like to procrastinate, the people that like to go ahead on Black Friday the night before, and they camp out waiting for that great deal. Well, hello, newsflash, the deal for Zipa is now. The deal for Zipa is today. We do not reward procrastination. If you want a great price on a Zipa, go to Zipa.com and buy now. If you're going to go ahead and procrastinate, we're going to penalize you for it. What does that mean? That means the price of all the Zipas go up on Black Friday. And you know what happens on Cyber Monday? It goes up again. This is the last opportunity that you will have to get this great price for the Zipa. This is the time now. You wait till Black Friday, the price is going up. Because remember, sleep is priceless. Go to Zipa.com, that's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and get the deal now.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to Kathleen. I'm sorry. It was Sherry in Central Texas we were talking to. And you had one more thing you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, like I was saying, Trump, Bernie, and I think Chris Christie don't adhere to this ideology that it's always the other party and that's the problem. My question is that the more we use cell phones and online banking and doing business online, I run across problems all the time because I'm so technophobic. It creeps me out. I like to do things the old-fashioned way. But the more they database this, Google us and lay us bare and everything, how much of that is going to hurt us? I mean, it gives me peace of mind to not use these technologies, but I know other people are very attached to them. How mm-hmm. dangerous are they going to be? How can we stand up and march to the right drummer, march to the people that have their pulse, their fingers on our pulse, you know, that we resonate with, and still be technological in our practices? I'm worried about it.
Well, history has shown any new development can be used for either good or bad. It's up to the people who are in control. And so the problem isn't the computers, it isn't the cell phones, it isn't the tablet, it's the government that has decided that it's okay to use your computer equipment to spy on you in
right.
violation of the Bill of Rights. And I think when you have a good government, technology will serve the people. When you have bad government, the technology is going to serve the government against the people.
I'll cling to that hope. Mike.
Okay.
And maybe I'll get more tech when that happens.
Well, you know, you can go too far, and I grew up with computers. I certainly have a lot of computers around this place, but I've reached the point where I look at each new whiz-bang gizmo, especially this Internet of Things. Do I really need to have a computer in my coffee maker? No, I don't. I got that to a French press situation. It's just one more point of failure, and you look at all the problems they're having with computers and the latest cars. Even without the issue of somebody being able to hack in and cause an accident, it's just another point of failure. And I really do think we need to go back to a simpler, more elegant lifestyle. Doesn't mean abandoning the technology. Just say, let's use it where it's really needed and not just as a sales decoration. You know, some of the things I've seen that now have computers on them, and you just say, this is ridiculous, and nobody's going to buy them.
Yeah,
computers in our dog food dishes, computers in our marital aids, computers in our weed whackers. You know, like I need a gyro in the weed whacker to cut a perfectly flat hedge. You watch, somebody's going to take that idea off my show, and we'll see it in the stores for Christmas.
Right. We don't want it to enslave us. In other words,
no, we don't.
And exploit us. Yeah.
Sort of reminds you just how prophetic Fritz Lang really was in Metropolis.
Okay.
All right, so thank you, Sherry. We're going to switch to Kathleen in Paris. Bonjour, mon ami. Comment vas-tu?
Oh, hello?
You're on the air.
Hi. Oh, hi, Michael. It's good to hear you. Aloha. Oh, you talked about Metropolis. I love that, Fritz Lang. And did you see the Japanese animated one?
No, I did not. I'll certainly have to look for that in my copious free time.
Yes, you will love it. If you're a fan of Fritz Lang's, then you have to see the Japanese animated one.
Well, you know, when I was in film school, we looked at all of these old classics, you know, like The Andalusian Dog, The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. They were wonderful, and we learned a lot about the basic elements of visual storytelling from them.
Yes, you owe it to yourself. Unless you just know Fritz Lang's by heart, it would be a great thing to see it and then the Japanese one kind of juxtaposed to each other.
It would be interesting, but, you know, it's kind of funny. As the regular cable TV networks continue to drown us in the Bourne supremacy and everything, I find myself more and more hunting through the Turner Classic Movies Guide and looking back at, you know, Intolerance and some of these other amazing films. Silent films were an art form because you didn't have that spoken language. And I think Mel Brooks was actually onto something when he did his silent movie. He played it for the comedy, but it's like mime. It's an art form unto itself, and it's one that's not being really paid attention to.
All right,
I'm going to hold you over the commercial break. Stay on the line. I'll come back to you, and then we can talk about some serious stuff. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right to Kathleen in Paris. You had something else you wanted to share with us very seriously.
Yeah. Well, you know how you talk sometimes about that America is in this place now like the USSR was before it fell down?
Yes.
And I heard somebody talking about at that period that there was so much corruption and bribery and kickbacks and this kind of business going on that if you did something honest, you would not be looked at in a good light as doing something honest. You would be looked at as stupid.
Yeah, you're absolutely, well, you know, the nail that sticks up gets hammered, and it is part of the signs of rot that as society continues to stratify, there's more effort kept on keeping the lower masses low in order to keep them under control. There are also a lot of parallels with the decline and fall of the Roman Empire prior to it splitting up into the Eastern and Western empires. Some of the behavior of our ruling class is getting into the neighborhood of Caligula and Tiberius in terms of sheer, you know, moral decrepitude.
Well, you know what made me think of recently about that is Donna Brazile giving the questions to, I mean, that was a two-way street. Donna Brazile gave them, and Clinton took them. So we're all crucifying Donna Brazile, and she lost her job, and isn't she awful? But didn't somebody accept them and use them? And an honest person would have said, oh, Donna, I couldn't accept that. That would be cheating.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, Donna did not commit these immoralities, unethical behavior in a vacuum. There were people at the Democratic National Committee and Hillary's campaign who said, yeah, well, sure, we'll take this. That's what's coming out in the WikiLeaks email. They were coordinating. Podesta had this private off-the-record dinner where he had 65 of the top executives and prostitutes and correspondents of the corporate media that came on in, including people from CNN, to be part of the Hillary Clinton campaign. And it may very well be that Donna Brazile was actually encouraged by upper management at CNN to do what she did, the same thing that we're seeing now with Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah, yeah. So I missed
it's a culture of corruption.
I missed about the first 5 or 10 minutes of the show. Did you talk about the Steve Pachinik soft coup, counter coup thing?
We mentioned it last week real briefly, and basically what he's describing is this final push to try and transform America from a republic with a democratically elected government into a true fascist economic dictatorship, and we're well on the way to that. I would hope that he's accurate about a counter coup, and certainly we know within the lower levels of government and certainly the rank and file of the military, they are very upset with what is going on and how badly they're being used. But as far as anything actually being done, there's nothing happening yet. Same thing with Anonymous that said they were going to release an incriminating video today. I'm at the point right now where I don't devote any airtime or website time to announcements about things that are going to be released or going to happen because they always come up short. When something is released and when something does happen, then I'll focus on it. But so far,
I listened to a bit today from this guy, Steve Bannon, in Israeli Live, and they think that that he's not good, that he speaks about Kissinger and anybody that's, you know, saying Kissinger was good can't be on the right track, you know.
Well, again, Kissinger has a very carefully promoted public image, one of my concerns about Donald Trump is that too much of his worldview is based on what he gets from the corporate media. Now, by now, he's aware media is full of it, and he'll probably adjust his thinking accordingly. But if he succeeds in overcoming the election fraud tomorrow, he is going to be going into the White House in many ways as dangerously naive as Jimmy Carter. And I hope
he'll very quickly
realize who is on his team and who isn't, fire the ones who are not on his team, and get some advisors who are going to say, look, this is what's really been going on, that they didn't want you to know about.
I cringe every time he talks about taking out ISIS, you know, like you know, Clinton didn't create ISIS.
Well, you know, Trump is playing to the American people, the majority of whom still are unaware that ISIS was a creation of Obama and Hillary Clinton. You know, he's campaigning for president. He's playing to what he thinks is the majority view of the voters.
Thank you for everything, Michael.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to switch to Tim in Wyoming. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. What's on my mind is you mentioned earlier somebody was saying something about low information voters, and I'm wondering now the question I have for the people out there who may be trying to decide which way the wind blows, so to speak, and which way they should vote still at this late date. There are some people out there that are saying they would like to move to another country if candidate A or candidate B reaches reaches the nexus of government, which of course is not the nexus of government. That's supposed to be us. But if they reach the White House, how do we respond to people like that who have no idea which way they should
Well, first of all, right now the polls are showing all the undecideds and independents are swinging toward Trump. So that's already out there. But for all these people out there saying, well, if Donald Trump wins, I'm moving to Canada or wherever, you know, the best response is goodbye. You know,
right?
Fine.
Right.
You know,
that is the idea that I have as well. But at the same time, I'd like to, you know,
I mean,
some
Let me. Sorry to interrupt here. Do you realize the arrogance of people like Whoopi Goldberg who are out there saying, if Trump wins, I'm moving to Canada? Like somehow Whoopi Goldberg is indispensable to American life?
Don't
get me wrong. Whoopi Goldberg is very, very talented. I loved her comedy. When I knew and met her in Hollywood, she seemed like she had her head screwed on pretty straight, but time and corruption, who knows what's going to go on. But all of these people saying, I'm going to leave the country. Fine, leave the country. I don't care.
Right. As I said, I think the same way. I mean, people that think that because the ship is afloat thanks to the other people who are bailing water and also pulling at the oars, and they're just riding along, they think that because those people have decided that the ship will sink if we don't do more, they wish to get on the life rafts and leave or just jump overboard. But those are the people. That's the way I see it with the people like that, and they can't. They're listening to the propaganda. In essence, they're listening to the propaganda.
Well, I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna make a prediction right now. If Donald Trump overcomes the election fraud tomorrow, we're not going to see any of these celebrities who promised they were going to leave the country leave the country. They'll just shut up and go on living their lives. What we will probably see, though, are a lot of highly placed political people head for the border. It'll be a bug out to any place that doesn't have extradition. We're going to see that.
Right. Right. Well, that's as you say, the bugging out. They're going to flee because prosecution, as you say. They're all looking for their hidey hole if they don't already have one. They probably already have money squirreled away that they can live on for extended periods. But
absolutely.
At the same time, there are no places that people can go who have been part of the rampant criminality, the way I see it. I don't think that they should have any place to go in the world if we have a constitutionally operating government. If we have a government that's down to, I'd say, 5% of what it is today, which is probably correct. I think Ron Paul said a figure somewhere around there before, between 5 and 10%. That's what we should have as far as what our constitutional limitations.
Well, it's just businesslike. If you study anybody who has an education in business, they're going to tell you management should never exceed 10% of the workforce. The whole Japanese economic boom was based on, you know, very small executive departments and everything focused on the workers here. But here in the United States, we have more people working in government than working in manufacturing. And that's another reason why we're in such serious trouble. Because everybody wants to be a boss. Everybody wants to be a manager. They want those sky-high paychecks. And, you know, Uncle Phil is going to create a new job for me that's got $250,000 a year paycheck to sit around and put rubber stamps on a piece of paper and pass it to the next person who puts another rubber stamp on there. And we are management heavy, both in our economic endeavors and certainly in our government.
Right, right. I think the people that are running things today, well, obviously, as you say, top-heavy government, we're at the edge of the knife. The knife blade is coming down on us, but the knife blade is government. We're all being chopped to pieces by our very own so-called representatives. And
they don't represent us. They represent corporations. They represent Wall Street. They represent Israel. They represent everybody on the planet except the American people. And that's really what stinks.
Right.
They're representing the illegal immigrants and the refugees and all these other interests. And the one demographic that they're supposed to be representing is the one they ignore.
Of course, of course. Now, there was another question I had, too. The which I can't remember now because I started asking other questions. Anyway, well, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it, and I'll listen to the rest of the show. Thanks for doing everything, and hopefully we'll all be saying President Trump tomorrow at the end of the voting period, and everything will come out the way we hope it should. It should.
Well, so, time will solve that mystery, and thank you very much. To be very honest, unless it is an overwhelming landslide for Donald Trump, regardless of the outcome tomorrow, I think we're going to see a repeat of Florida in 2000, where there's going to be lawsuits flying back and forth, accusations that Russia was hacking the election. These oligarchs are not going to go without a fight. They are absolutely secure in their belief that anything they do to hang on to power and wealth is a good thing. And this whole idea of will of the people and democracy is an idea that's outlived its time, which is why you see editorials in the New York Times saying maybe we should go back to a monarchy. Now, there is one advantage to a monarchy, and that is the guy who's in charge knows they're stuck with the job for life. And they can't just say, I'm going to do what works now, and somebody else will worry about it later, because that somebody else isn't coming along. That's one of the weaknesses of our government, is everybody who's in the Congress and the White House is doing what makes things look good now, and somebody else down the road will deal with the consequences. That was when they started the Federal Reserve. Everybody who started the Federal Reserve knew at some point in the future it would lead to the destruction of this entire country, but that was going to be way, way off, long after the people who started the Federal Reserve were in their graves after lifetimes of wealth, privilege, and comfort.
Of course, of course. But at the same time, when those people started the Federal Reserve, they actually had that plan in mind, to destroy the country, because by putting the country under slavery to a fiat money system, there's no relief from debt ever.
It's a system of enslavement. That's exactly what it is. All right, Tim, we're going to let you go. Last phone call of the day today, Mateus in Canada. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I have a controversial idea here, but please give it a chance. Okay, it's in the spirit of fighting fire with fire, or if you can't beat them, join them, or two can play at this game, lesser two evils, or a necessary evil, okay? So think about the Project Veritas video, quote, we've been busing in people to deal with you effers for 50 years, and we're not going to stop now. So I say that either we all play by the rules, or none of us do, and it's not fair if one side is voting multiple times and the other isn't. If we want to put pressure on them to reform the voting system, we need to give them incentives. And the best way to make them want to reform is to do a better job at cheating than they do.
I can't go along with that. I'm sorry. Two wrongs do not make a right. Okay.
No, I know that you don't represent that, but just to for the sake of debate, let me just play the devil's advocate just for a minute here. What's better, the Democratic Party cheating with the intent to cheat forever, or the Republican Party cheating with the intent to win power and fixing the rigged system? Hang on.
The fallacy of your theory is that if the Republican Party cheats to win the election, that they're going to reform the system. No, they won't, because they won by cheating. They will preserve the system that gave them the power. That's always been the problem. The only way the election system is going to be reformed is for we, the American people, to basically stand up and say, this has got to stop. We're going to take sledgehammers to those electronic machines. We don't need central tabulation centers. We demand an honest, fair, and accurate voting system, or you are not a legal, legitimate government any longer. And frankly, at the first point election fraud is detected, it delegitimizes the entire federal government, whose sole justification for sucking money from our pockets and sending our children off to be killed and crippled in wars of conquest is that they supposedly represent the will of the voters. And if there's election fraud, they can't make that case. The burden of proof is on them to prove they won the election honestly before we are obligated to give them a single penny of our money or a single one of our children to die in their wars. They have to prove they legally won the election, or they're not a legitimate government.
I'm just so sick of having to have a landslide all the time just to be treated fairly. It has to be a landslide. It's you know how hard it is to get a landslide? The reason why it takes two-thirds to change constitutional to change our constitution takes two-thirds of something is because it's almost impossible.
Three-quarters.
It's like we're being, we've got our heads held underwater here in this rigged, unfair system. You got Obama.
Okay, hang on. First of all, it's a three-quarters of the states to ratify an amendment to the Constitution, and that was done to prevent simple majorities, which are actually easy to come up with, from throwing our Constitution into chaos. The Constitution was supposed to be protected from trivial and callous tampering and tinkering, and that's why that three-quarter requirement is there. In terms of the elections for candidates for office, it's a simple majority, and that's the way it ought to be. Anyway, listen, Mateus, I got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. One final story that I wanted to fit in here. This has to do with the village of Nida, which is above the Arctic Circle in Siberia. And they have a very interesting natural phenomenon that happens every winter. Across this 11-mile coastline, the water coming on in is freezing, and because of the shape of the beach and the action of the water, it tends to form these ice spheres. And it's kind of amazing to see. I was looking at the photos of that. They have discovered over the years that the larger the spheres are, the worse the coming winter will be. And this year, those ice spheres are 3 feet across. And we are already hearing that winter has come early and hard to Siberia. They have gotten effectively 4 months' worth of snow just in the last 5 weeks. And it looks like we are, in fact, going to have another very rough winter. And already the global warming people are out there saying, no, 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 human-caused global warming makes snow and ice. Don't you understand? You people are really too stupid to understand how human-caused global warming makes for more snow and ice. And yes, we were wrong back in 2000 when we said snowfalls are a thing of the past. But we know much better now what's going on here. And the usual bovine excrement. All right, we're here at the end of the show. It's the day before Election Day. Tomorrow, history is going to be made one way or the other. And please get out and vote. If you're voting for Donald Trump, wear something red, bright red. The brighter, the better. If you don't vote, somebody is going to take your registration and vote in a direction you may not like. So even if you can't stand Trump or Hillary, get out there and vote for somebody else. Write in my name if you want. But if you sit on your butt, then you are part of the problem. And my advice would be to turn off the corporate TV news, stop listening to their projections and their forecasts, and especially tomorrow. Don't listen to them when they're already saying, oh, the state's already gone to Hillary Clinton, because that is a lie to get the Trump voters to stay home. It isn't over until it's over, until that polling place closes. So don't let them bluff you into not getting out there and vote. There is so much on the line here. Hillary Clinton is going to get us into a world war. They may try and start one anyway if Trump wins, but we know Trump, when he gets into office, will try and stop it before we have mushroom clouds all over the place. Hillary has brain damage. She may actually think mushroom clouds are going to be a wonderful part of her historical legacy. The war queen, Hillary, mistress of the mushroom clouds. And we can laugh about it, but it is very serious. This is the establishment against we the people. This is the oligarchs, the money junkies, against we the people. We the people have to stand up and peacefully take back control of our country, because if we do not, violence is in the future that I would like to avoid. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got to do Jim Goddard up there in Vancouver. We'll be back tomorrow, Election Day, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay skeptical, stay informed, share what you know with everybody that you know. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net. and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.